All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That might be borderline the most insulting song we have, but it's awesome. Well, my wife and I had a bug in the house. Thrilling. All right, let's get to it because we do have a rumor. There was a Woj bomb last night. Not from ours, the real one, the one who breaks news. It involves the Pistons. So let's just get to it, 5 o'clock on a Friday. What are we going to do? How excited are you for Riley Green, 248? Not very.
Torkelson's more excited for the smokers. And
right,
like
Torkelson's
that.
A lesson in that. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Woj was on the pregame for the game yesterday, game 6. And this is what he had to say regarding the draft and the Pistons and Jaden Ivey.
That number 4 pick that the Sacramento Kings hold is very much in play. There are a lot of teams trying to get deals done with Sacramento so they can move up to select Jaden Ivey. That's teams close to them in the lottery. Detroit, Indiana, who are 5 and 6. The New York Knicks at 11, Washington Wizards at number 10, and even some teams outside of the lottery. Listen, Sacramento's asking price is going to be significant to move in there. If they're going to move that pick, I think they expect they're going to get a lot in return.
Okay, so game is on now. And why is it relevant? Well, it's obvious. The Kings are not taking Jaden Ivey. We talked about this all week. They have not interviewed him. They have not worked him out. They're not taking him. They also had Haliburton last year, moved him because they had Davion Mitchell, because they had De'Aaron Fox. They want someone to play next to Domantas Sabonis. And I think what they really would like to do is take someone like Keegan Murray. But they know other people want Jaden Ivey. He's kind of one of the it guys. I think if there's two guys whose stock is going up, Ivey and then Paolo Banchero. So here's the question. Pistons are sitting at 5. If somebody trades up with the Kings and takes Ivy, you're effed. There's really no other way around it. Keegan Murray is tapped out. Low ceiling, doesn't play defense, and I'm sorry. I'm not interested in guys who have already maxed out on their potential. I mean, how old is he, 23?
No.
30?
Was he 22? 21, 22?
That's 30 in today's game. Okay. So my point is, I don't want him. I don't know anybody who wants Keegan Murray. If you lose out on Jaden Ivey, this is a disaster. I mean this. We talked about this draft season that there were 4 players that we would find palatable.
Right.
The 3 bigs and Jaden Ivey. Pistons were firmly in that top 4, and they got screwed. And they're 5th. Now, the Kings, it looked like, were going to do us a favor and go full Ron Adeve. But if this is true, it begs a question. And I know this is going to bother people, but this is the cost of business. Do you pick up the phone and try to trade with the Kings? And I'm telling you, it is going to cost you something offensive. The Kings want veterans to win now. They want to make the playoffs. I don't know if they want Jeremy Grant. I don't know if pick 5 and Jeremy Grant moves the needle. But is that where my mind goes to at least start the convo? Yes. If you use the past as a cost, remember when Dallas and Atlanta swapped picks 4 and 5? Mm-hmm. You know, for a little player, Luka Doncic and Trae Young? There was a first-round pick in the future exchanged. to move one. This is not the NFL draft. But I will tell you this. And again, if it comes out what the cost actually is and it's just offensive, I have a right to change my opinion. But I absolutely am calling the Kings, and I'm trying to secure the ability to take Jaden Ivey because the alternative is a disaster. It's a disaster because you were one of the worst teams in the league and you will not walk away with one of the presumed tier one players. That's a disaster.
It's a disaster, but I would see how much they want. I'm not going to pay a ton because one of two things could happen. Either you find out that nobody's willing to pay a ton for the number for the fourth best player, and then you get him anyway because you know what? In the end, they're not going to take him. Or you let somebody like the Knicks or somebody move up and get him because Sharp is still there. I would just take him at five. I'm not going to – Keegan Murray, no. You're going to take the biggest risk of the draft at this point.
Yeah, but see, okay, full stop. You're trading for security. You're trading for a player that Troy Weaver himself has personally scouted.
Right.
You are trading for a player who, from a basketball standpoint, Rico, fits next to Cade Cunningham.
You're right.
You're buying security.
Everything you're saying is right, Mike, but if a team like New York who wants to move all the way up
from 10, clowns, they're not moving.
Or 11 to 4. Or
do you know what it takes to move 11 to 4?
Yeah, I think Indiana may be interested.
They're at 6. Now, again, here was the rumor. I can give you one because I'm an NBA geek and I listen to NBA podcasts. One of the rumors was that Indiana would trade Christian Duarte, okay, who was a very good rookie from Oregon, right? Kind of a box score stuffer, a scorer. They would take Duarte and the 6th pick and offer it to Sacramento for the 4. Now, again, I don't know if that moves the needle. I don't know what that is. But if Indiana moves up to 4 and takes Ivy, you're screwed. Because now in year 2, I mean, Rico, this was a year we really talked about getting Jabari, getting Chet, Banchero, or at worst, Ivy. If the fruits of your labor this year and being terrible are Shaedon Sharpe, who is Darkman, we have no idea what he is. And oh, by the way, didn't play basketball last year.
Right.
I'm willing, but that's just not, if I can change it.
Yeah, it's a gamble, Mike, and you're going to be relying a lot on Killian Hayes, especially trying to get Sharpe up to speed. Or is this where you finally try to pull the trigger and say, Jeremy Grant, how about you give us that pick and we give you Jeremy Grant?
And again,
Now you got pick 4 and 5.
Right. I don't know if that moves the needle. I don't know. I'm asking the question to the people. I'm telling you straight away, I would do what it takes to get the pick. Because I cannot, if I'm Troy Weaver, I cannot take a year of my life where we were garbage and we had every right to be 1, 2, 3, or 4 and we got bopped. I cannot have my rebuild thrown off the rails in a tier one draft where there's 4 players, end up with the 5th guy. I can't do it. I can't justify that. Now, does that mean I'm doing a pick swap in the future? Does it mean I'm giving up a first in the future? Yes. Yes, it does. Does it mean if the Kings want a player off my roster? Yes.
But see, when I look at this draft, I told you, I don't see superstar in this draft. I see good, complementary player in this draft. I see that number 2 guy in this draft.
You don't see in the top 4 superstars?
No.
Really?
No. As you would say, I see a bunch of Klay Thompsons in this.
Well, listen, hey, that's a Hall of Fame player. Let's be careful about the Klay slander because I hate him. He's a Hall of Fame.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is I see number 2 guy. I don't see we're going to build our team around
this
guy.
But if you don't get one of those 4 guys, you know what you're seeing? No, you don't.
Shaedon Sharpe.
No. And what's he? Nobody knows. And some of his metrics, oh, here we go. There goes Mike and his numbers. Some of them are terrifying. If you look at them, I don't know if you like long contested pull-up twos.
So between the NBA podcast and the baseball metric stuff, what do you do when you go home?
No, I multitask. My time in the car, I just...
And then making the gravy.
Yeah, like, no, like whether it's running errands.
The podcast or, while making the gravy. No. That wasn't for that. No, I'm just.
It's just all abuse all the time. Abuse. Can I throw the number out? 248-539-9797. The Woj bomb, and you may not get Jaden Ivey now. A day after we felt pretty good, now you're hearing that number four pick is where the draft really starts. And look, you might not be crazy about Jaden Ivey, but you got to understand the bigger picture here. And I can draft Jaden Ivey. I can start him next year. You know what I can't do with Shaedon Sharpe? That. You're not starting Shaedon Sharpe. That's a kid who might play 15 minutes a night next year. That's very Jonathan Kuminga.
I guess the biggest thing is you got to figure out who's your second pick. Okay, who's that other guy that the Pistons get you can live with? Because with Ivy, Mike, I said Ivy and Banchero, they're moving up.
Great. I need one of them.
Now, here's the thing. Your boy Chet may be sliding.
If Chet were at four, I would sell. I would give a ownership stake to the other team to get it. What are you kidding me? Listen, getting to four ensures I get one of the four. I have to buy that security.
At what cost?
Yeah, almost any. Rico, they cannot come out of this.
The thing is,
they can't be the Red Wings. They cannot get boned in the lottery and just accept it.
You don't have many great pieces to offer up.
They're the Kings. They wouldn't know a great piece if it slapped them in the mouth.
Well, that's the thing. You may be able to fool the Kings because apparently they're looking to make a playoff run.
Yeah, they want a veteran.
So Grant may just be enough.
And if it is, here's the thing.
Do we just... Is Grant just the knee-jerk reaction in Detroit? People really want Grant?
According to the rumors at the deadline, quote, dozens of teams did. He's been attached to Portland heavily. Look, I don't like Jeremy Grant. I don't want him here. Rico, I can't help that some of these teams do crazy things. If Grant doesn't move the needle, I'm trading a future first to do the pick swap, and I'm going to get one of the four because I am keeping this rebuild on schedule.
Well, if that's the case, then send him, get picks four and five.
No, that's not how that works.
The Kings aren't going to want
Grant to get to four.
But if they need to win now, we got somebody who can help you win now.
And they're not giving that pick away. They'll get more from someone else, Rico. They'll drop the. Here's what they'll do. They'll go to five, take Keegan Murray, and get Jeremy Grant. That's how this works.
But once again, they're the Kings.
Okay. If you pull that off, it's one of the great trades in Detroit history. If you were able to somehow be picking four and five in this draft for Jeremy Grant, it's not going to happen. I'm telling you, it'll be substantial. Woj is right on that.
But see, I wonder, is it really going to be substantial? Because from what I read, Indiana and New York are your two biggest.
And Indiana's picking right behind you, and they have a young, cheap asset to give them. Here's the cost of moving up. Here's the cost of not getting one of the top four. What scares you more?
I would probably wait it out. I'd offer something, but I'm not breaking the bank.
248-539-9797. David, you have not offered an opinion here.
I would offer Grant. That's what I would offer. To see if that's not enough, maybe possibly throw a very protected future first pick in there.
Okay, that's all I need to hear.
It has to be extremely protected.
No, that's all I need to hear. I am absolutely buying the security. David, what you don't want is a cold February night, an empty LCA, another year winning 20 games, and you've got, look, I'm willing to take Shaedon Sharpe, but I understand what it is. He's going to play 12 minutes a night next year. He is not going to help you. He didn't play ball last year. He's going high school to pros. Sorry, you see G League guys who are, quote, getting more prepared than college, and they can't hit the court. I need to buy the security because if I get Jaden Ivey, he's playing 25 to 30 minutes a night next year. And I'm building around Cade. I have to buy that security. And Rico's right. Let's say Chet falls. Let's say Banchero falls. Let's say something happens. If I'm at the four spot, I can capitalize on it. If I'm at the five, I'm looking through the window at the items I can't afford.
So is this
and
a
I'm
trade
a bum
you,
on the street.
This is a trade you make before the draft, or
yes.
you wait to draft night?
Immediately.
Well, but here's the thing with the NBA, and I think a lot of fans don't understand that. It's, that's why so many deals are done after a pick is made. It could happen that way in the NBA. Something falls this way, and they say, you know what? Well, you he was there for you.
Yeah,
give us Grant, and we'll switch.
And it always seems like it's so many trades, just like everything that happens that day is tax-free. You don't have to pay anything extra
right.
if you make your trade tonight.
But I'm picking up the phone. I'm absolutely doing it. And that Woj report terrified me last night. 248-539-9797. Rico, I look at the world very differently. I know that. I view opportunity cost. Right?
Right.
And then what do I lose if I lose out on that opportunity? The cost of losing it scares me more than what I would have to pay to get what I want.
But see, I think Sacramento played themselves because if anything, make it seem like you want him and then the price goes up. But when you tell people, I don't want him, I could play a game of chicken because I know you're not going to take him. It's like when the Lions took Okuda. Everybody knew they weren't going to take a quarterback.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.